Welcome back to the Internet Advisor. This is Ed Rudell with Gary Baker and Cal Carson. And we also have some special co-hosts in the studio today. We have Mike Brennan and Matt Rausch.
You got it
from
right.
M Squared Techcast.
Yes, podcastdetroit.com, Mondays at 3 p.m. And then later in the week, online available as a download.
Yep. Excellent.
And where would we go to download that from?
PodcastDetroit.com or SoundCloud.com, and just search for M2 TechCast, numeral 2.
We're also on iTunes, by the way.
Sorry, I'm an Android guy, so I don't speak this iOS stuff, but that's okay.
And now you can introduce Michelle.
Michelle Gilbert from Comcast has some expansion of high-speed internet that they're going through right now as well.
And,
hi.
And Michelle, thank you for coming in the studio. You've been on the air with us many times, and you have some new news.
And the last time she was on, she brought a really, really, really smart guy with her from Comcast, but now we'll have to just settle with the really, really smart Michelle.
Right. Smart in a different way, as we talked about
That's
earlier.
Right. She's our Chardonnay as opposed to our Merlot.
Right.
Ooh, I like that.
You need both.
Nice.
Yeah, smooth. So I think it's pretty telling that you've got so many different tech companies that are doing things to increase speeds. And definitely there's a lot of sexiness around the whole term 1 gig right now.
Right.
And the way we see it, we are actually right now testing a service that will provide 1 gig speeds over our existing hybrid network. Our hybrid network is part coax and part fiber. What's really cool is once we do the testing and have all the equipment that we need, what it means is that we will actually light up 1 gig across our network. So we're not going to be having to go and, you know, dig and build trenches house by house. We're actually going to be taking a market like Detroit, which is where we're starting, and lighting up across the entire area.
Okay, Michelle, so I'm going to put you on the spot. This was going to be a tough one.
Okay.
So when you turn on 1 gig for everybody, obviously that's going to come with a cost.
Sure.
Will you still be able to run the slower internet
absolutely.
For people?
Absolutely.
And
oh, gosh.
So you have a choice
yeah.
of either one.
Oh, absolutely. We have several tiers today. We have tiers that range between 10 megabits per second all the way up to actually 2 gig. A lot of people don't realize it, but we did introduce a service this year where if you truly, truly need the speeds, we will build fiber to your home and provide you with symmetrical 2 gig service. The thing is, not everybody needs that. The vast majority of people today, the way they're using the internet, even the heavy users who are gaming and who are streaming Netflix and Hulu and everything else, they really only need 75 megabits per second. It's not like going to a faster speed. Netflix is going to stream faster to you because they don't need to. That's not what they need. So 1 gig today is somewhat of a niche product because there is a definite group of people who will use that kind of speed, but most people aren't using it today. So it's about what's going to happen in 5 to 10 years.
Describe who that group of people is that wants 1 gig. Who are you hearing from?
Who are we hearing from?
Yeah.
A lot of people who do, you know, heavy work at their house. I can tell you, for example, I met a guy in Indianapolis and he runs a whole radio show out of his house. So he has to upload huge, huge files to the station on a regular basis every single week. So our 2 gig service was something that he was looking at because he really needed those speeds.
And it's certainly a lot cheaper than going, you know, having to drive to the studio or building a studio to near you where you can take and do this type of thing. So it's
right.
wonderful to be able to do that.
But I would imagine what graphic design, physicians, people like that also
engineers.
That deal with big data files, big image files, right? I mean, those are the kind of folks who might want that.
Sure. And again, it's also depending, are you uploading or are you downloading those files?
Right.
You know, and people, I mean, a lot of people work from home. We also provide business services at a home, and that's an entirely different area that you need to go into when you are running a business out of your home and what you actually need to support your business.
You know, I do have to thank you and thank Comcast because we had a personal experience recently. We needed to have a modem changed out Hadn't done that in 5 years, so we were a little behind. And somebody came to the house, and I get a phone call from my wife. She says, this gentleman's here from Comcast, and he needs to talk to you. So he asked me a couple questions. I told him the answers. And it seemed like he was a little nervous, right? So I get home that night, and I said, you know, gee, how did that go? Because it seemed pretty nervous. He must have been pretty new. And my wife said, first of all, it took him a while. And he was nervous, and he didn't quite know everything that he needed to about the way I had hooked it up, which I had a bunch of things hooked into it, so that might be understandable. But she said he was extremely polite, very conscientious. He told me it was his first real job. He had been working smaller jobs. He wanted to get better. He wanted to get into a kind of a real job. Comcast took a chance on him, and he basically apologized for taking so long with her. She said, it was so good to see Comcast being able to make that kind of a job available. She was really excited that Comcast was doing that. And I guess I got to say thank you for not only for the great service that we get, but for employing people and giving them that chance.
Well, I want to thank you for sharing that story with me. And when we are off the air, if you want to give me that gentleman's name, I will make sure that his supervisor and all the way up to the VP of the department know about that. We're extremely focused on customer service. And one of the things that we're doing over the next 12 months is we're investing in Michigan, hiring 400 people here. Those are techs that are coming to your house to install or fix cable, and it's also customer service reps that are at our call centers in Ann Arbor, Sterling Heights, and Plymouth, right here in Michigan. We want to get better with customer service, and I'm thrilled to know he was so conscientious. And I can only imagine how you wired your house and what he had to figure out, Gary.
Well, okay, so that might have been a little bit of the problem, but
this is the guy that ran the first ISP in Michigan here. You know, I mean, come on. You know, so you're dealing with a pretty specialized audience.
Absolutely. Twisted pear copper in there, right?
He was probably going in expecting something very simple, and he was like, whoa.
that could have been the problem for sure.
So Michelle, getting back to what we were talking about the gigabit bandwidth and that sort of thing, Ed and I were talking a little bit earlier about it. You know, in the evening and on the weekends, there's this little thing called Netflix that kind of fires up and chews up bandwidth like crazy, and I'm sure Comcast is quite aware of that. When you go up to that higher speed, will I now see that go away where, you know, it seems like it's a lot busier on the internet in the evenings and on the weekends?
So that's a really good question, and I don't even know if I could answer it. What I would say, though, is, and I don't know if you are with us or not.
I am with you.
You are.
I think we all are.
I am one with the force.
Okay, so what I would like to do is I would like to figure out and talk with you afterwards about why is that happening on the weekend, what kind of plan are you on, and what does that mean? And let's get someone much smarter than me, maybe that really smart guy I brought in last time, to kind of talk about, is it something else going on in your home that might be interfering that, you know, is there another device that's slowing down the rest of your devices?
That's a good thing to check out. I'll definitely do that.
Okay.